Just one halakha in the laws of Kiryat Sefer Torah. The Gemara Berachot on Nunhe says that there are three things that Chas Shalom can bring a person to a shortened life. Mekatzerim yamav u'shnotav shel Adam. One of them is, if a person, they invite him to go up to the Sefer Torah, and he refuses. So the Gemara says that's an ominous sign. That's not a good thing. The Gemara says, why? So the Pasuk says, Ki yu hayecha ve'orech yamecha. The Torah is our life and our days, and therefore it's a measure for measure. When one refuses to connect himself to the source of life, so Chas v'Shalom, the opposite happens. That's interesting to note that Maran does not specifically discuss this halakha in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Gaon Mevilna says that he alludes to it. There's an allusion to this halakha, where Maran in Siman Kuf Lamed He halakha Vav, an interesting case. Im nechnas ha-kohen lebet ha-kneset, achar she-tchila Yisrael lebarech berkat ha-Torah, eno posek. Let's say they went to the synagogue, there was no Kohanim. So they set up Yisrael. So the Yisrael began. He said, Barichu, they answered, Baruch Hashem Rachum Avet. He started, Baruch Ata Hashem. Once he said Hashem's name, also the Kohen surfaces. So the halakha says, you don't invite the Kohen. Why? Because once already he started, Baruch Ata Hashem, he said Hashem's name, now if he's going to stop him in the middle, it's going to be a barakah lebatala. But what about the Kohen? People will know that the Kohen is really a Kohen, but he came late, that's why they didn't invite him. No one's going to speak bad about the Kohen, thinking that maybe he's not lineage and things like that. They know he came late, that's why they didn't invite him. But so long as he said Baruch Ata Hashem, but let's say the Yisrael starts, Barichu Ata Hashem Mevorach. Halakha says everybody should answer, Baruch Hashem Mevorach Lelam Va'ed, put the Yisrael down and send the Kohen up. So long as he didn't say Baruch Ata Hashem, you put the Yisrael down and you bring the Yisrael, you bring the Kohen up. Oh, so now the question Maran writes like this. So he says in a posek, Aval Barichu Lo Avi Hatchala. By saying Barichu Zar Hatchala, Ve'omed Hayisrael Bateva Ad Sheyashlimu Kohen VeLevi VeAz Yikra. So he says in the case, let's say the guy just said Barichu. So they answer, Baruch Hashem, they bring the Kohen up. But Maran writes, the Yisrael should stand there. He shouldn't go down. The Kohen should, the Yisrael should stand by the Teva, wait till the Kohen goes up, wait till the Levi goes up, and then Maran writes, Ve'az Yikra. Then he goes up. So the Gaon Mevilna says, why does he have to go up at all? They made a mistake. They sent him up, let him go sit down. Why do you have to give him Yisrael? So he says, it's based on the Gemara that we just quoted. That since if somebody's invited to the Sefer Torah, Chas v'Shalom, he doesn't go up, so it's Mekatzim Yamav U'Shtotav. So that's why Maran says, Ve'az Yikra. He has to take an Aliyah in order that he gets the long life. Since he was up already, he cannot go down without reading from the Sefer Torah. So I see it's a big anyan. If somebody's invited to the Sefer Torah, many people think it's humble. No. Please, no, thank you. It's not so simple to go like this and not thank you. You should accept Aliyah when they invite you.